Thursday, March 7th, I drove to Liberia today, which is where the airport is, about an hour and change from my house, to get new tires for my car. Four new tires. The roads here are questionable. My tires are certainly questionable, or were. And it's like not rare for me to get some type of like puncture or something in the tire and have to go get it like serviced, where they like patch it with like a rubber thing in like 2 seconds. But I've gone there enough to be like, this is fucking annoying. And last week, last Friday, which I don't believe I shared, I got like a flat, like where you need the tire completely taken off and that whole deal. Luckily, I don't know exactly where I got it, but I was able, I knew something was wrong as I was driving. I think it was back from dropping the kids at school, and I was lucky enough that I was able to get home. And when I got out of the car, I realized my front right tire was completely shot. It was on my way back from the gym last Friday before school, because when I got home and I had to walk down to our next door neighbors to see if they could take the boys to school, which they did. And then my neighbor, Frankie, came back up and he had like a jack in his car and tire iron and like the whole thing. And the reason I'm saying like that is because I don't know anything about that thing. And I never learned or knew how to change a tire. And I have in my car in the back, like a donut or whatever, like one of those little shitty temporary wheels. I went and looked at it. I'm like, I don't even know how to get this fucking thing out of the car if I even knew how to put on a different tire. I don't even know how to get this thing out of the car to even get it over there. Luckily, Frankie's a good friend, and he has this awesome jack. Raised the car, took the tire off. We drove to this little mechanic guy 5 minutes away. He repaired it temporarily, but it was clear that like it wasn't going to last long. So he said in the next week or two, go get a new tire. And I'm like, you know what? The tread on all my tires fucking suck. So I'm just getting a fresh round. But during this tire changing process, he's like, my friend, he's like, I bet you have tire iron back here or something. And he like starts feeling around the back of my SUV, and like on the side, he like pops out a panel. And behind this panel, in between the panel and like the outside of the car, is like tools. And I probably sound like a fucking idiot to most of you right now who like, this is so obvious. But for me, I had no idea. Who knows? I had like a treasure trove of like weapons just sitting there behind a secret panel in the back of my 2015 Rogue or whatever the hell it is. Anyway, it made me think that I should learn how to change a tire. Thing is, you can't do anything if you don't have a jack. And like, am I going to go out and not only how's that going to happen? Once I learn, cool. But then I'm like going to actually go out and purchase a jack to like keep in my car for this to happen potentially ever. I don't know. I think I'm a risk taker. I think I might just keep taking my chances and living on the edge. And now that I got these four new badass Firestone tires, I feel unstoppable, and I might not have a tire issue for years to come. Who knows? Anyway, so that's my tire changing story, and now we got four new ones thanks to PriceSmart. PriceSmart, by the way, PriceSmart is like the Costco of Costa Rica. So like they have just, it's a bulk store, and they also happen to have a mechanic/tire shop kind of attached to it. I don't know if Costco has that in America, but like while they were changing our tires, which took about 45 minutes, we walked around this Costco-like place and just shopped and got a ton of shit, which actually was a big hit. We've done it before. It's not like a surprise, but interesting way to spend the afternoon. Anyway, let me know how to change a tire if you got any tips.